there. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The FBI says it is investigating several home fires near Seattle as a potential act of domestic terrorism. Authorities say the fires are suspicious and that a sign was found at the scene with the initials ELF, which stands for Earth Liberation Front. The FBI calls that radical environmental group eco-terrorists. ELF has claimed responsibility for other arsons in the past, but has not said anything specific about this one. No injuries are reported. The homes were part of an annual showcase of luxury homes in the Seattle area. A lockdown is now lifted at a small college just south of Macon, Georgia. There were reports that a person with a gun had entered one of the campus buildings. We're now told the suspected gunman is in custody. Law enforcement officials conducted a room-to-room search after the possible gunman was seen entering the building. We have no reports of injuries. In South Florida, local media is reporting there's been a multiple shooting at a fast food restaurant in West Palm Beach. Our affiliate WPTV says there could be some four victims, including the alleged gunman. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad once again slammed the U.S. before heading home from a two-day trip to Iraq. He said of the U.S., quote, "No one likes them." He also says all foreign countries should leave the region. The U.S. has accused Iran of supporting terrorist groups in Iraq. Ahmadinejad denies that accusation. Dmitry Medvedev won Russia's presidential election by a landslide. He is President Vladimir Putin's hand-picked successor. Independent observers called the campaign one-sided. The National Security Council spokesman says the U.S. is looking forward to working with Medvedev in the future. Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.